"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Yeah, we're at the Gascon recall desk where the news was released last night that they have gotten to another signature milestone. 400,000 signatures collected. They have raised $6 million. We'll go now to former L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley for more on this. Sounds like a pretty good update. Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry, I thought you had more.
It certainly is, guys. You know, May 1st was the day that they hit the 400,000 mark, and that happens to be Law Day, USA, declared by President Eisenhower in 1958. So we have a lot to celebrate with May 1st.
And how do you think it's going? Do you think we're reaching the tail end of this, or there's still a lot of interest in signing these petitions?
There's a lot of interest in signing the petitions. I was out last weekend with my Recall Gascon hat on. At a table with a little banner. This is Recall Gascon, and it's like a magnet. People want to sign it. The key is getting out there, making ourselves available for the public, and they will come to do it. They want him out, and they want him out big time. We are on track, but the worst thing we can do is become complacent or overconfident. We've got until July 6th to gather in excess of, well, literally 566,000 valid signatures. And so we've got, 66 days to polish this thing off. We're on track, but we have to stay on track.
What kind of a cushion do you want? How far over that 566,000?
The experts say that 10% is generally enough. That would take us to around 675,000. Some people, you know, really want to be totally sure, you know, like wear suspenders and a belt at the same time, and they're thinking 700,000. Mm-hmm. But it's really as many as we can get.
Well, you know about the hocus pocus that happened when with that Mike Bonin recall, and they said
that was a lot of hocus pocus. But I think that was a little bit confused because people outside of Bonin's district wanted him out because he affected their district. So you probably have people outside of his district enthusiastically signing the recall petition, not realizing that they weren't exactly within his councilmatic district. This is Los Angeles County, and people generally know the county where they live. So I feel pretty confident we get 10% more than 566,000. You're going to see him on a ballot. And let me tell you, the way I think, if the number of signatures is sufficient, he can count himself recalled at that moment. He is, the polling shows that he will be overwhelmingly recalled. It won't be just a landslide. It'll be a mega landslide. We just must get him on a ballot, and then he's gone. Matt, and our prayers have been answered.
How much vetting do you do with the signatures you already have? Like, how confident are you that most of these signatures are going to survive scrutiny by a county government? You know, they're going to circle the wagons to try to protect one of their own.
Well, interestingly enough, the law does allow, and the county does allow, for a private company to validate the signatures, and that's paid for, and they are trusted and they are certified to do so. So they're already validating the signatures. As they come in, they go over to the validation company and they get validated. And I've been told by the professionals the validation rate in this instance is higher than normal.
Right.
So we're doing very, very well on validation.
So is that 400,000 validated signatures or?
That 400,000 signatures that are in with a high degree of validation. So we're really, the rate is excellent for us.
Okay, good. I just wanted to be as specific as we can because we've had, you know, Bonin and other close calls over the years.
Yeah.
And
so
when you get to that final step where everything gets inspected, so that's when stuff goes awry.
Let's talk about the money, Steve.
Yeah, you're right. $6 million, which is really a substantial amount for this kind of a contest. And I think that, money follows a winner. And I think that people out there realize that this guy could go down and they want to be part of it. So they are donating and they are contributing some relatively large amounts and others the smaller amounts. But people want to go with a winner, and this looks like it's going to be a winner.
Yeah, hardly a day or a week goes by without another Gascon outrageous story concerning what's going on. I mean, just the other day, we had several of his deputy DAs sue him again for retaliation concerning his directives, but
in terms of a recall, in terms of recall, he certainly is the gift that keeps on giving because, like you're right, it's almost like every day there's something new that's bad about him and is tied directly to him, whether it be the environment he creates in the office, the fact that 98% of the deputy DAs want him recalled, case decisions where he's intimately involved. And some of his public defender crony management people are doing injustice to people. Yeah, he's really made a very good case to recall him through his own acts, activities, and policies.
You know what I find weird is if he believes in all these philosophies so deeply, and it's clear he does, isn't he trying to survive at least so he can make it two more years? Because he's doing everything he can to ensure the recall is going to succeed. And it's self-destructive. You know, at some point, you've got to read the landscape and realize you're going to blow yourself up in November. Whereas if you make some public concessions, a little public relations, maybe you survive for another 2 years.
Well, I think that's a good point, but I don't think he can unring his bell. It is so bad and so well-known and so well-documented that he's not going to be able to overcome it. Maybe he has something else up his sleeve, it's like the question I get asked all the time. Why does George Soros do what George Soros does? You can't get in their head. You can't get in Gascon's head. You can't get in Soros's head.
Even today, I mean, there's some head scratching over the attacker of Dave Chappelle on stage at Hollywood Bowl. They're kicking the story to the city attorney for misdemeanor charges. And people said, well, I don't know. He had a replica gun with a blade attached and looked pretty serious to them. They're a little surprised.
That just looked like a serious assault to the untrained eye.
Well, I saw that, and it looked to me like it very well could have been a felony assault with intent to commit great bodily injury. He did have this replica gun, but if that knife that was attached to it was metal, well, then you've got, and it's in his possession, it's anywhere close to the victim, that's assault with a deadly weapon, or very likely assault with intent to commit great bodily injury. So I don't know what they were thinking down there.
That's an example of what I was talking about. This is an easy layup here, right? That everybody knows the story. Everybody's seen the video. To the untrained eye, yeah, that looks like a felony. And then he comes out with a misdemeanor charge and kicks it to the city attorney. It's like, oh, my God, are you serious? I mean, you know,
well, you're right.
I'm just amazed.
It's an easy layup, but it's a swish. And he's a swish artist. He doesn't seem to get anything right in terms of the law or the facts. We just have to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
If not, he's going to be creating a lot more victims, unnecessary victims.
All right, Steve.
Steve, you're doing great work.
Yeah, by the way, do people recognize you when you're sitting there with the hat on at the collecting signatures? Did anybody say, hey, it's a former DA?
Some do and some don't. And the ones that don't, I just remind them.
Yeah. You want to know. Sign the petition. That's right. This guy's got to go. All right. Thanks for coming on again.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. The former L.A. County District Attorney, Steve Cooley, who, of course, is a big part of the effort to recall D.A. George Gascon at recalldageorgegascon.com. 400,000 signatures and growing. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Man, it looks like it's going to be several misdemeanor charges filed by the city attorney, the mustache, Mike Fuhrer, against the attacker of Dave Chappelle on the stage at Hollywood Bowl. So that won't result in really any punishment.
No, misdemeanors don't get jail time in L.A. County.
They don't. It's the whole problem we have with Prop 47, dealing with shoplifting and drug use, and everything's a misdemeanor.
So George Gascon just gave a free pass to a guy who assaulted Dave Chappelle in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Witnesses. So now I think it's starting to hit home for this left-wing progressive celebrity Hollywood crowd. You had Jacqueline Avant get killed in Beverly Hills, and that shook up a lot of the West Side left-wing crowd. And now you're going to see Dave Chappelle get tackled right in front of your eyes.
Yeah. In addition to all the sentences that he has reduced because he doesn't do sentencing enhancements, and, of course, the trans person that attacked the little girl in the restroom and got a light sentence. These stories just continue to build and build against this man. Right. I'm sure that's what's propelling the signature gathering. I just hope they make it to the finish line.
Yeah, well, I mean,
$6 million. I don't know how much of that they've spent, but $6 million is a sizable amount.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got 2 solid months here.
They got to have some left to actually affect the recall and get him out of office in November. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of all this, the union representing 700 prosecutors has filed a complaint because George Gascon will not engage with any collective bargaining with them. You may find this surprising, but the Association of Deputy District Attorneys is a union for the deputy DAs of L.A. County, and they do collectively bargain for certain aspects of their deal with the county and with the DA, and they said that he's ignoring them. Now, it may be because 90-something percent of them voted to support the recall.
I'm sure.
But you can't really do this. You have to carry on business. And he has ignored the request for some bargaining. He's failed to provide related material requested by the union. There's no letters, phone calls, emails, nothing. Nothing. They get crickets when they reach out to the Gascon administration about what's going on with their deal.
He doesn't care about the law. He doesn't care about anything. He doesn't care
about
these people.
This is his way of giving them the finger.
Yeah.
Hopefully. He probably wishes they'd all quit.
Yeah. They want to bargain because they want to increase the number of, they describe them as grade 4 deputy DAs, and a special pay adjustment for that class, compensatory time, issues involving environmental protocols and metal detectors, and all that stuff has to be worked out.
Yeah, what this sounds like is routine to me.
Right.
It's just routine that occasionally the union reaches out to the management and says, all right, here's a few things we need to talk about. And usually the response is, okay, we'll get to it, but there was nothing.
Look, he doesn't care if people die. He doesn't care about the mothers of their children getting killed. He's a sociopath. And he's a jerk.
On top of that, he thinks that the deputy DAs are evil because their prosecutors have been part of the system that he wants to completely upend and reverse.
Because they prosecute criminals. That makes them crazy.
They're evil.
What are these guys doing prosecuting criminals, huh?
Well, they're prosecutors, Mr. Gascon.
I don't care. It's outrageous.
But we don't do that anymore in this office. We don't prosecute. We do restorative justice. We sit down and we discuss what happened.
Go out and restore.
You know, you've been raped. We'll bring in your rapist. You guys will sit down and work it out. All right? And everybody goes back to their lives. That's basically what the idealist of George Gascon wants to do.
Was it Henry Schubert explaining that restorative justice thing?
Yeah, that was.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
If you didn't hear her, she's running for attorney general. To up against Rob Bonta, who's the current attorney general. And we asked her, because I am really fascinated, and very little journalism is done on this. What are all these cockamamie alleged rehab programs? What is all this restorative justice?
She says the state does have some, and some do work, but not on the level of this.
I'd like to know what they do that works and what they do that doesn't. And I want to understand this, because they have a pretty high recidivism rate.
Right.
So a lot of this doesn't work. I mean, Smiley Martin got a lot of credits, and presumably he went through rehab programs, and then he ended up shooting everybody up in Sacramento. But she talked about restorative justice, where you have a rapist, and the rape victim gets to sit down with the rapist and explain all the horror and trauma of being raped. Right. So you're
and remember
talking-
if the rape victim won't go, they put a stand in.
Yes.
Remember that part?
That's what I flipped my lid over that. It's like, well, most of the time she's not going to go. I mean, who wants to actually sit across from your rapist and try to explain how horrible it was, right? While he sits there rolling his eyes or with like some smirk on his face. And Anne-Marie said, well, then what they want to do is they get a substitute, some other rape victim who's willing to talk to the rapist. And I'm thinking, are you... And this was not her idea. She's just explaining how it works. And I'm thinking, are you nuts? Are you seriously? This is what goes on there? This really is what goes on. You get a substitute rape victim to try to reach the rapist. And this is what restorative justice is. They are truly insane.
A little love and understanding can change anyone, John. Why don't you get that?
Why don't I get that? What's wrong with me?
All right, we got more coming up.
Obviously, I'm the problem. Johnny can't KFI.
What a surprise. It is KFI.
It is.
I was just scrolling through the El Segundo Times official endorsement of Gavin Newsom for a second term. It's pretty laughable. Guiding us through the pandemic. Fending off a recall. What challenges he faced. He rose to the occasion.
They're funny.
Pretty laughable.
silly twits. Yeah.
What is this about his...
He guided us all right.
Oh, yeah, his progressive bold agenda. He needs to follow through on it with his full second term. We'll be watching. Anyway.
Thanks.
This media release this afternoon from one of the stooges on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. John loves them all. It's not Sheila Kuehl, it's the other one. Janice Hahn. And when we did this story last week, we both kind of said, wow, this is going to give this crowd, they're going to have to pick. What am I talking about? It's the mess at Union Station in downtown Los Angeles. The El Segundo Times did a story talking to the noble workers. These would be the janitors. And what they face on a daily basis from attacks and homeless people who basically live in Union Station, the busy rail station in downtown Los Angeles. And of course, we were on the side of the employees. They work. They're trying to do their best to clean the bathrooms and such, but some of them are getting beat up and attacked. And it's so bad that a lot of them are wondering if they should come to work, even though, you know, this is the lower end of the labor pool, so there's not a lot of choices there. So this afternoon, Janice Hahn put out a message. Today, Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn released the following statement in support of Union Station janitors who've experienced increased violence since the pandemic. Quote, what is happening to janitors at Union Station is unacceptable. No one should have to go through what these essential workers, are experiencing. I support and stand with these workers in calling for increased security, better safety protocols to protect them so they can do their jobs without fearing for their lives. No mention of the fact it's homeless people that are causing the trouble
right, exactly.
For the workers.
Yeah, it's all the crazed homeless people that Janice Hahn allows to run all over Union Station instead of getting the sheriff's deputies in there to clear them out and right. say, I'm sorry, you can't lie around here and you can't go terrorizing the workers. That's what you do. You send in a force of sheriff's deputies. Instead, this makes me crazy.
Yeah, she releases a statement to support them.
I'm releasing a statement.
I support the janitors.
I'm standing with them. Look at me. You see me? I'm standing. I'm standing with them, and I support them. And I'm going home now.
All she's saying is, "Oh, just increase security." No, well, you're right. Get the bums out of there.
You got to get the sheriff's deputies.
Oh, but that's the other half of this. We have nowhere to go, and we can't just criminalize homelessness by evicting people from one of the few indoor spaces they can hang out in.
And not to mention all the crazy people that are taking the buses and the trains all day.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, how many of those homeless people, when they get bored with laying in their own waste at Union Station, then crawl into a train and just ride the train back and forth all day?
Something to do.
I mean,
you occasionally get off.
They never do anything. They never do anything. And every 4 years, they get voted in and are paid $300,000 a year to do nothing again.
That's why you're calling for a bloodbath. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know how many of these five are up for election.
I think,
you get
12 years as a supervisor?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and then they're paid $300,000, and that doesn't count the slush funds that they have on the side. So that's about $3.5 million in 12 years they earn, plus the slush funds, plus their health care benefits. They do absolutely nothing but make life more and more miserable. And on election day, it's like, yes, I'm going to vote for Janice Hahn. I really like her. I really do. I think she's doing a wonderful job.
So on the same topic, the LA County Board of Supervisors had this Blue Ribbon Commission on homelessness, and they announced today their decision. And all it is to reshuffle the bureaucracy. They're creating a new office or new department.
Oh, good.
Here we go. The homeless industrial spending complex is going to get bigger.
We get to hire more bureaucrats.
That's right. Well, they've clearly been unsatisfied with our friends at LASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. So what they're doing with this is they're trying to create a new agency that they believe will be better coordinated. It'll include the county's Department of Health Services, Social Services, and Mental Health, and will report directly to the Board of Supervisors. Do I hear and see here that nothing's going to change? I don't think so.
Well, because it's the same talent pool of nothing.
And there's no measures they're going to take to really aggressively deal with the homeless problem.
No. There's no...
It's the usual pap about, we need to find housing.
Oh, here's this. Supervisor Hilda Solis, who is... almost as stupid as Janice Hahn. Almost.
Okay, that's saying it. But then there's Sheila Kuehl, and then there's...
Sheila Kuehl's just mean. Solis said the recommendations, this is a great quote, provide a framework for building a transparent, inclusive, and accountable homeless governance system.
It's just pap.
Transparent and inclusive.
The dopey playbook, I know.
What the F does that mean?
We have city partners who will be at the table to enhance cooperation to support unhoused individuals living in their jurisdictions.
To support unhoused individuals.
It's nonsense.
So Janice Hahn is supporting the Union Station workers, and she's supporting the unhoused homeless.
Yeah. So
is that redundant to be an unhoused homeless?
This Blue Ribbon Commission was sitting around since last July. This is what they came up with. An 8-member committee tasked with conducting a comprehensive study and analysis of LASA's governance and operations and provide recommendations to change and improve the agency's effectiveness.
This is entertaining. Sheila Kuehl actually voted against it. Ah. She said it would cause a thickening of the county bureaucracy.
Kind of agree with her.
The thickening.
Yeah, the vote was 3-2, wasn't it?
Thickening of the your coronary arteries. Right. And a process of administrative seat swapping. That sounds a little dirty. That will divert time, resources, and attention.
Well, she's kind of saying what we said. It's only going to be another big bureaucracy, and it's probably just going to be people who are at LASA will come over to this new agency, and we'll get the same bad results. Right? That's probably what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they have experience to bring them on board, but they failed. They stink.
See, they
want LASA to refocus its efforts on ensuring that federal funding opportunities are in line with state and local priorities. What the hell does that mean?
Listen to this process. Before they created this super agency, they had the Blue Ribbon Commission, 8 members, 6 months of meeting.
Yeah.
A comprehensive study and analysis of LASA's governance and operations. And they sought feedback from county supervisor staff, Los Angeles City Council members, business associations, coalitions of faith leaders, officials from cities across the county, civics groups like the Committee for Greater LA. They say they want LA to refocus its efforts on ensuring that federal funding opportunities. Oh, they want more money from the federal government. I get it.
Yeah, it's just to feed the homeless industrial complex monster.
Right, because they're going to hire all these new people in these super bureaucracy.
The billions that they've already spent, not enough, just get us more money.
So would this be covered by some federal program that we could access?
Oh, this is right.
Monstrous.
We got more coming up.
People are useless, worthless, failures.
A couple of stories dealing with Russia, Ukraine. This one a bit surprising. Remember we mentioned the other day that the Russian foreign minister, in an interview with an Italian media outlet, said that Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood. Remember that story?
Yes.
This is Sergei Lavrov. Guess what happened today? You might be shocked. Vladimir Putin called the Israeli prime minister and apologized for that remark.
He kills thousands of Ukrainians?
Yes.
And the thing he apologizes for is one of his ministers? Stupid.
Said that Hitler might have been Jewish, yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Israel is trying to be a mediator between Russia and Ukraine. Well, they were before the invasion, but they're still...
So what are they doing, though? They're being a mediator. What do you mediate when...
No,
when
they were trying to mediate before the invasion.
Oh, before
the
invasion.
I guess that's why they gave up. But Putin apologized. Now, another story connected to Putin, which is fascinating, deals with the oligarchs and the yachts. There is this super yacht called the Scheherazade.
Oh, that's Putin's yacht.
We don't know that.
No, yeah, I do.
There has not been due process. It's worth $700 million, 459 feet. So it's been in a repair dock in Italy, in a place called Marina di Carrera. And the Italian police are trying to certifiably find out who the legitimate owner is before they seize it. Otherwise, if they don't find that out in time, it may take off once it's fully repaired. It's
just
been dry
seize
dock
it.
There.
What's he going to do? Drop nuclear weapons on Italy?
Yeah, I don't know why they
just
don't.
Just take it. The Italian media says the owner is Edward Kudenatov, an oil tycoon, right. Not sanctioned currently.
Yeah. And apparently the crew is British. The captain is British.
Mm.
And they're just not commenting at all when reporters try to ask them. Who owns this? Some just say, I don't know, or others just say, not Putin. The British. Not Putin.
They put it in the water on Tuesday.
So Mr. Kudnatov's ownership of the vessel could not be independently verified. If he is the owner, it may only be on paper. His name also came up in the case of another super yacht. But there was a former crew member who wanted to remain anonymous who said, oh, it's Putin's yacht.
Yeah. No, it's you just have a buddy put his name on it. That's all.
Yeah. What would you do with it if you seized it, I guess?
I'd blow it
sell
up.
It? Yeah. No, you could sell it and use money for your government and good deeds. No.
Did you see one of a really cool, expensive Russian tank was blown up by the Ukrainians? One of their newest models.
Yeah, that's right.
Smoke and ruins now.
Yeah, what did they call it here? It's supposedly their most advanced tank, the T-90M.
They just put it out there.
Just days after it was deployed. It's now a smoldering wreck.
God knows how much that thing cost.
What, they get it with another drone drop? Is that how they did it?
I don't know. I don't know what, I guess, fired some kind of missile at it.
Oh,
Ukrainians have been really good at this.
I guess I have to say they were ready and...
We were giving them the weapons.
Bringing everything they got. To knock back the Russians?
You got to put on his mic. Hello?
Hello. Hey now, there we go.
There we are. Okay. Yeah.
New studio.
Huh? New studio.
Well, yeah.
New board operator.
There you go.
I got something to ask you.
Oh, cool. How much?
Phil Mickelson?
Yes.
He's lost $40 million gambling.
No way.
In 4 years.
Wow. Man, oh, 40 man.
40 million.
That makes me feel better. You know, he was going to move out of the state of California because of taxes. Then he got pressured to staying in.
Oh.
Remember he was going to
move? Oh, yeah. I remember
move,
that. Sure.
Remember he said he was going to move to Nevada? I wonder why he was going to move to Nevada.
Imagine $40 million.
Wow. That's wild, man. $40 million. Uh-huh. You know, you would think, like, when you lost a million, you'd be sitting in one of those big, you know, football helmets at Caesar's Palace at the sports book going, wow, I lost $1 million, and then get some help.
Right.
You know?
No. $40
million. Wow. Who's the comic guy that said this? He said, you know, gambling is the only addiction where you can make a ton of money.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Norm MacDonald said that. Gregory is coming on. He's going to talk about the Dave Chappelle attack.
Yeah.
And if I owned a management firm and I managed bands and comics and stage acts, I would prevent them from going on in Los Angeles until they got a new DA.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get killed there.
Oh, yeah. No, because it's like open season now.
Right. I mean, you're not going to. Everybody clearly saw what happened. He ran up on stage. He had what looked like a gun. He had a knife. Mm-hmm. And he assaulted Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I mean, when you run on stage like that with a knife, you want to kill the guy.
Gascon is the only one who didn't see a felony.
Wow. It's a misdemeanor. What are you talking about?
But that's like the worst guy in L.A. not to see it.
Yeah, right. One guy you needed to convince.
Right. That's crazy. Patrick Warburton's coming on with us, you know, from Family Guy.
Yes.
The cop, the ex-cop in the wheelchair. That's the character he plays.
Yes.
Yeah, he's coming on. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. What time?
He's coming on at 7:05.
Okay.
If you want to stick around.
You got a lot to look forward to.
What time are you home by?
About 6:35, 6:40.
You make it home that quickly, huh?
Yeah. It never snapped back to
traffic,
the
huh?
old traffic
wow,
patterns.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's pretty cool. And also, Ken, did you re-up for next year? Are you a season seat holder for the Rams?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I paid for the seat license, so yeah. I had to buy the season tickets, and actual games.
When do you get the license fee back? Like in 30 years?
Something like that. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I'll pass it on to you.
All right. But man, that's going to be an exciting season. I mean, going to the games where they're introduced every Sunday as world champion, LA Rams.
You're Super Bowl champion.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Never
the first
been
one will
before.
Be the one where they give out the rings and put up the flags and do
oh,
all
that's
the
right.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you missed the parade, though, right? You didn't go to the parade?
No, that didn't look safe.
And they're not prosecuting crimes, so.
I guess at the parade they had a special section for season seat holders.
That's what they did.
You should.
Well,
I mean, the season ticket holders ought to get rings, too. Do you get a ring? You should get a ring. You're financing this.
I have like a little plastic one I got at a cupcake place. By the way, did you ever get your ring off your finger, John?
No, I stopped trying.
Okay. Wait, your wedding ring?
Yeah, it's
yes.
stuck on his fat finger.
It stuck, yeah. I see this knuckle here got fat.
Wow.
I can't get it off.
It is huge, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's all bulging out. And
try salads for a week.
Oh, wow.
For a week.
Ding dong. And stop eating the ding dongs.
This is a tough crowd.
It really is. By the way, when that Ukrainian blew up that Russian tank, we have audio. He said ding dong when he did it.
Yeah, he did. What a
hit.
Isn't
that crazy?
It's getting around.
I tell you, it's all taking right. off.
All right, Conway's next.
Ding dong
right.
with you.
I love it.
Karush has got the news.
Dong. Yeah.
KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.